Megan, why was it important to go ahead with this? Everything else has been canceled. Why was it important to you and your board members to continue with the Stallburg International String Competition?
Well, the first thing is that safety was our utmost priority, of course. And for a minute there, everything just happened so fast, and we weren't sure, should we cancel? Should we delay and try later? But so we set up kind of like a whole analysis, and it seemed that going digital was really the best option for us because it allowed us to still fulfill our mission of promoting excellence in string instrument performance by these young artists. And we had already selected our semifinalists, had selected the 12. So we really felt that this was a safe alternative where we could try to bring some joy to people and give somebody, everybody kind of a distraction on that Saturday the 16th to really enjoy the youth and these musicians' excellence and just kind of try to bring some sort of hope and joy during this tough time.
Is it also true that for your semifinalists, it's a little bit of a make or break time for them? Like the age cutoff at 20 makes a difference to some of these up and coming performers.
Oh yeah, absolutely. These young players are really just starting their careers. They already, if you view their bios, they're already very impressive bios. But this is a real important growth time for them as they're either entering university or in universities now studying, and they're really starting to grow. And one of the great opportunities about Stallburg is the winners, the three winners, get to come back to Kalamazoo to perform with one of our partner organizations. So it's a great opportunity because at that age, there's not as many opportunities for these young string players to play as soloists. So it's a great opportunity for them to do that and just get that experience.
Have most other competitions for adults been canceled outright because of coronavirus?
You know, we kind of have seen a mix. We've seen some of them that have postponed that were able to do that, which for us was a significant challenge to think about postponing just with all the logistics. But some were able to do that, and then some actually are also going digital, which was really interesting because we did not have conversations with other competitions because everything just had to happen so fast. But then to find all these other competitions that are trickling out that are doing the same thing, it's really exciting.
Let's get to the details of what Saturday's competition will look like and how it will operate. From the point of view of one of the 12 semifinalists, how will they compete?
Well, they have already submitted a, when they apply at the beginning, they have to submit one movement of their chosen concerto. And that is used to screen all, like this year, we had 189 applicants. So we use that one concerto to screen the applicants and narrow it down to the 12 semifinalists that we choose. So we are using that concerto, and then we did ask them, because part of our competition is the Bach Prize and for the best solo Bach. So we did ask them to also upload a solo Bach for the viewers. So that way we'll be able to still hear that part of the competition as well. Starting at noon, we will stream those videos. So you'll get an opportunity to hear that original audition video and then also their solo Bach. And so the semifinalists at this point are actually done. They've already submitted everything that they need to. And so they're going to be just watching the stream as well with their fingers crossed, I'm sure.
Okay, then. If their work is over, it must be down to the three adjudicators of the Stallburg International String Competition. And have they seen any of this material before?
So they're viewing the materials now. They will have the opportunity to have gone through it already ahead of time, which is unique because typical live competition. They just see it the one time and they're all together, and then they have some time to discuss, and then they make the decisions right in the spot. And so with this format, they're going to have a lot more time to review it, and then we're chatting later this week to start making selections and narrowing it down. So
why did you not try to recreate virtually this typical competition experience in a live, as it would be live?
With the judges, you mean?
Yeah, where they're there for the duration and see one competitor after another. Why did you decide to release the performances to them ahead of time?
We decided just for logistics, because we're really functioning on a very small staff, and actually we're super fortunate. One of our board members is really stepped up, and he is assembling all of this digital material on a volunteer basis. So it just simplified everything, especially with our limited technology and our need to just kind of move really quickly to do this, that the more we could kind of pre-do everything, it just, we knew competition day, it would just all run much smoother.
Did you seek opinions from any of the semifinalists on whether they thought this was a fair process, whether they, if they had the choice, would prefer to try to perform live or just re-record their own concertos?
Yeah. We did kind of, so we worked first as the board and with the music committee to kind of determine what we were proposing to do, because we did take basically our proposal of what we were thinking of this digital competition. We first took it to our judges to make sure that they felt comfortable making selections of winners in this type of format, because it is so different than how you would typically do it. Once we got there, okay, we did go to the semifinalists and give them the option too. I wanted them to opt in to know that, yes, this was going to be very different than what we originally planned on, and if it wasn't something they were comfortable doing, give them the opportunity to change their minds. We didn't have anybody do that. Everybody has been very enthusiastic. I think everybody anticipated we were going to cancel. And so when we came with this alternative, everybody was really excited.
This is your very first Stolberg competition as executive director. How have you handled all of the game-changing events that have led to this decision and this very first virtual reality Stolberg?
Yeah, it's been a challenge, especially as my first one. I've been very fortunate. I have an awesome board of directors that has really stepped up and helped a lot. My predecessor, Margaret Hamilton, has very been wonderful and stepped up, and she's actually on board helping execute all of this as well. So it's been really great to have someone with that experience that has been through this in a typical year, has some good feedback and ideas for how we can switch it. It's been exciting, though, and I think that, like, coming into a new project, I also feel like maybe it was the best year for this to happen, because I didn't have any preconceived notion of how this was supposed to go. So I feel like I've been able to be very malleable and flexible with what needs to happen and how we can change it, because maybe because I don't have the whole picture of what should have been. So, you know, it's just kind of an exciting way to try some new things.
Maybe next year, Megan.
Yeah, I hope so.
Let's tell listeners how they can click in to this whole experience.
Yeah, so the competition will begin at 12 o'clock noon on May 16th. And you can view it at our website, which is stolberg.org. The competition should be running till approximately 3:30 in the afternoon. And then we will go on and start to make announcements of our winners. So it's going to be a really exciting day.
Judges, will they be a presence on Saturday or just behind the scenes?
No, we will be interviewing them, where they'll give a statement before we announce the winners. So they will be part of it, and we're excited to have them. And then also our partner organizations, the Kalamazoo Symphony, Western Michigan University's Symphony Orchestra, and the Kalamazoo Junior Symphony will also have a presence during the day. So that'll be exciting.